So our Dharma talk this evening will be given by Boundless Way guiding teacher Diane Fitzgerald Sensei.
Dharma blossoms, turning Dharma blossoms. I chose this piece for a few reasons. One is I always learn something when I try to study Dogen. Often learn more than I'm able to teach, so it's kind of a bonus. And because this coming and going Sesshin, blossoming this year in a way like no other. So many of you here, so many leaders of the Sangha, so many contributing their hearts and their practice. Just an incredible moment after moment. And to know also that there are many members of the Sangha outside of these temple walls who appreciate and feel the intensity of your practice and are in their own way carrying on their own wholehearted practice thanks to your inspiration. So quite a blossom we have here right in this lovely heart of Worcester. And blossoms also such a beautiful image in the dark cold of January, to remember that blossoms are still with us. Dogen says, what is usually distrusted is that now is a moment of Dharma blossoming. I find that to be true, and when I was thinking about giving a talk on this piece, I was going for a run in the cemetery. I run there because there's no cars, and the roads are fairly clear. And I tried to look for blossoms in the middle of the cold January with the wind blowing and the snow and the ice covering everything. And there were real blossoms. There were blossoms on the rhododendron, all closed up tight and protecting the heart of that blossom for next spring. And there were pine cones, long pine cones dangling from these very tall trees. And those are really the blossoms of the evergreens, these beautiful trees. And then I started being present to all the many bodies under the ground where I was treading nearby. Graves from Civil War era all the way up to now. So many there beneath the ground. And for a moment I felt like I was the blossom of them, running carefree with my full body as the blossoming of all that they had contributed to life, made possible in their own way. And Dogen, in another piece, says that we practice as the descendants of ourselves. We practice as the descendants of ourselves. So when we transmit the Dharma to ourselves, we become the heir of ourselves. We are none other than all of the universe. Our body, mind, heart, the body, mind, heart of the universe, and us universe transmitting to us universe. And then we are reborn as ourselves, moment after moment, Dharma transmitting to Dharma, the descendants of ourself, each moment, rebirth, not reincarnation, but rebirth, each moment for each one of us. Dogen says much the same thing in this piece where he says, while the original turning never stops, you return to turn the Dharma blossoms. We return over and over to turn the Dharma blossoms. And he says at the beginning, realization is reality right now. This too, sometimes hard to fathom. But this is what Dogen values most, that realization is right here now. Practice and realization are not two. That the awakening is renewed each moment through practice. Awakening through your body in its upright position, through your walking through the temple, and through your, what he calls, sitting within a speck of dust. Sitting within every single seemingly insignificant detail of our lives. Elsewhere he talks about constructing a Buddha hall in every particle of dust, constructing a monk's hall in every particle of dust. This is our practice. This is what we are called to do, is to treat everything with the tenderness and heartfelt intimacy of us actually constructing a Buddha hall in each and every aspect of our life, each and every particle of dust. I like to think of constructing a Buddha hall in each and every breath. There, breathing in, breathing out, our own Buddha hall, our own monk's hall. So back to him saying, what is usually distrusted is that now is a moment of Dharma blossoming. And it is good that he anticipates our distrust. Distrust arises in a personal way. Great challenges happen and we distrust that could this really be a moment of Dharma blossoming? They also happen in very public ways. There is a really horrendous news story this week about a couple in California who chained their 13 children to their beds and abused them physically and psychologically. I won't go into the details, but just to encounter that story, to encounter all the chaos and depravity of time and space makes me distrust from time to time that this moment could be a moment of Dharma blossoming. How the words would seem so cruel to say to those tortured children, a moment of Dharma blossoming. So what do we do when we encounter this personally or publicly? What does Dogen teach? And he follows up saying, nevertheless, trust and turn Dharma blossoms. So even when we can't believe, when we can't trust, he asks us to turn ourselves around, turn our bodies around, turn our mind around, and continue with this practice of body, mind, heart, universe, and do our very best to continue on our cushions, in our life, in everything that we do, no choice but to carry on, as he says, honoring and dedicating yourself to this teaching. That is his encouragement. There is, we sometimes say in the Sendo that the arc of the universe is gently inclined toward us. And Martin Luther King Day being recently, I read that he said that the arc of the moral universe is gently inclined toward, he didn't say gently, is inclined toward justice. And I would like to believe that, but sometimes it seems like chaos and no inclination toward justice. And so with that, Dogen encourages me, don't get entangled in my projections. Don't turn away. And just trust and turn Dharma blossoms, honoring and dedicating myself to this teaching. Seems all I can do. Thank you.